had to say in the first service as well how grateful I am for your music and how excited I am to hear it more often. It feels like I have been waiting to arrive at this moment for a very long time. Ever since I applied to your second minister position and then waited and hoped for the good news that I would have the chance to join this ministry and the life of this congregation. I am delighted to be here sharing this morning with you for the first time. We are meeting at a time of intense change in my life. Some of the change is bitter and painful. Some is overwhelmingly joyful. The bitter and painful part is that less than 2 months ago, my dad died unexpectedly. As you can imagine, this has left me trying to find my balance. But there is also overwhelming joy in my life that you may have heard about. I am pregnant, and my husband Steve and I are expecting our first child at the end of September. As you can imagine, this change will bring a very welcome but very new routine to my life. All of this change was part of my backdrop while I was interviewing with the ministerial search team. I knew beyond question how badly I wanted this job. I also felt I had a number of challenges to lay out on the table. For one thing, I knew I'd be missing part of next church year because I'd be on maternity leave. And I knew that my contract with my current congregation in Utica, New York, does not end until after next church year. I also knew that my husband needs to practice law in New York for 4 years before he is eligible to practice in North Carolina. So these were the complications that I laid out to Jay and the search team when I requested delaying my start until May 1st of next year. And it immediately became very clear to me that Jay and the search team wanted to advocate for the best possible situation for a congregation they so openly love, because my delayed start was far from their ideal. So standing here now, I am feeling immense gratitude for their generosity and creativity in making this work anyway. I want you to know I feel that I have a dream come true situation waiting for me here with you next year. And I will be eagerly anticipating counting the days until my start date. You may have read in the letter that I wrote to you that I grew up in the Unitarian Universalist congregation in Clemson, South Carolina. It was growing up in that congregation that made me realize I wanted to become a minister. Watching how people came together as one community to seek meaning and understanding, take care of one another, and build a kinder world. My call to ministry has indeed been a dance. The times I have spent wrapped in the experience of Unitarian Universalist community have been moments of certainty and joy when my feet landed on solid ground. There have also been moments of losing touch with a larger guiding rhythm. For me, the most profound experience of losing touch with the rhythm of our faith came when I was in college and I had the chance to study abroad in Uganda and Rwanda. Growing up, I had been taught in my religious education classes about the inherent goodness of people. I had also absorbed a foundational understanding that at the end of the day, existence is inherently good. In other words, life is an experience worth loving. In Uganda, we met child soldiers who were returning for the first time to their villages who did not seem all that much like children. We had been told before the trip to bring gifts for kids, but we all felt very foolish offering these traumatized children Happy Meal toys and T-shirts from American sports teams. We spent part of the semester studying the horrific and dehumanizing process that had been used by the Lord's Resistance Army to turn children into soldiers. In Rwanda, we lived with families who had lost loved ones during the 1994 genocide. We heard stories of neighbors killing neighbors. We observed a country deeply wounded, still trying to heal. I returned home with my faith shaken. I felt a very long way from the lessons I had learned in Sunday school. How could we put our faith in humanity when human beings could be so cruel and violent? How could we say that life is a precious gift worth loving, that the here and now is our heaven? But after a few months back home, I began to remember other details of my trip. My Ugandan host mother putting her warm hands on my forehead and praying over me before I went to school. Or how she brought her 2-year-old son into my room unannounced every morning to wake me up. I saw how my Rwandan family shared what they had with their neighbors. I remembered watching people who survived horrors I could never understand, sharing meals and laughing and giving thanks for their lives. And slowly it dawned on me, the people in my home congregation, the people who had lived our faith and shown me what it means to be Unitarian Universalist, they did not have a passive, flimsy, shallow, unexamined optimism. They fiercely chose optimism in the face of life's most challenging realities. They bravely chose to side with hope again and again, even in impossible times. My home congregation taught me that in spite of everything, life is worth loving, and humanity is our hope. Realizing how unyielding and hard-earned this optimism is brought me back to the rhythm of our faith and eventually ministry. As we heard Rumi tell us earlier, dance when you are broken open. That is what Unitarian Universalists do. And for many reasons, but perhaps above all this one, my home is in ministry with people like you. I want to be with you in moments when life does not make sense. I want to walk with you in your times of joy. I want to celebrate new ideas and possibilities with you. I even want to stumble and regain my balance and learn new things from you. I am so excited to join you in this dance that is shared ministry and community and faith. Blessed be. Amen.